It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If a gift is inherently free, then it's clearly redundant to talk about free gifts.
That's what they say. Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hey, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
Wow, that free gift thing bothers me every time I see it. Why do we do these redundancies?
It's a little hard to know why we do it, but we do it quite a bit in the language, and it drives a lot of people crazy. I started asking around to find out which redundancies people didn't like, and I heard end result, added bonus, and plan going forward. Someone said, if it's a plan, it clearly is something that's in the future and going forward.
Of course. How about hot water heater?
That would be another one.
Yeah, there are plenty of them. And they don't really seem logical.
They aren't logical. And I'm not going to sit here and make an argument that they are logical. But what I am going to say is that languages aren't always logical. That I think we sometimes think they should be completely logical. But human languages are sometimes logical and sometimes not. A good example in English of a place where logic just doesn't hold is the tag question, aren't I? If you think about the tag question, aren't I, we would never say, I aren't.
True.
But when you say, I'm doing this, aren't I? That's the standard way to say it, even though we would never use that question. We would never say I are, but we can say, aren't I?
But we need that logic, and you're not going to argue, and that's just not fair.
This question was brought to my attention when a friend of mine emailed me and said, we clearly need to redouble our efforts. And then I got an email about 15 seconds later that said, why do we say redouble? Couldn't we just say double? Isn't that redundant? And again, it is potentially redundant to say redouble. You could say double our efforts or redouble our efforts. Redouble goes all the way back to the 15th century as a way to talk about doing something with greater intensity.
What are some of the other redundancies that are just part of our everyday speech?
There are some redundancies in the grammar that don't annoy people, that people in fact think are standard. If you think about the phrase, she talks, the S on talks is actually completely redundant in the grammar. As soon as you say she, you know it's third person singular. So you could just say she talk in the same way that you would say I talk, you talk, we talk. But we put an S on she talks. It doesn't do any work. It's completely redundant with the pronoun.
So can redundancy be a good thing? Can it be helpful?
I think it can be helpful. If you think about two people talking in real time, talk goes fast. And so there's a way in which if you say something twice in an utterance, it can be helpful to a listener because if they missed it the first time, perhaps they'll hear it the second time.
Thanks a bunch. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rena.